It's time to learn some English. Thank you for coming to the show today, everyone. My name is Nathan. It's great to be here with you. Today, we have a new topic. We're talking about hobbies. And this lesson is called Thank You. Thank you. So when do you say thank you, Katie?
Well, you can say thank you a lot of times. If someone helps you with something, say thank you then. Or if someone gives you a nice gift, you can say thank you to them for that too. It's very polite. Hi everyone, my name is Katie, and I hope you're ready to learn a lot today.
Let's start learning by practicing our reading. Open up your LTE magazine and find today's Read It. You can read it with Katie right now.
Susie's family blessed her with many presents for Christmas. She can show them thanks. She can write a thank you note or card. Sometimes Susie makes the cards, but sometimes she buys them. Jim's son can make a card for his grandparents. He got a lot of presents for Christmas too. Jim's parents will appreciate the card.
What a good lesson for today. Thank you notes are a very nice thing to give to people. You can write these notes anytime someone does something nice for you.
I always like to write thank you notes after my birthday or Christmas. It's a nice time to say thank you to people who gave you a sweet present.
But maybe you can think of other times to write a thank you note. Maybe your friend spends some time with you when you are having a bad week. You can write a thank you note then, too.
That's true. Any time is a good time to say thank you. I think we'll learn some things about that today in our lesson.
Today, Susie is saying thank you because her family gave her many nice gifts for Christmas. Maybe you can think about who you could write a note to today.
Great idea, Nathan. And I think now it's time for us to learn today's keywords. Here's Christina.
每个人在圣诞节通常会收到礼物，而今天的主题就讲到收到礼物后该如何表达感谢。首先 ，Susie 的家人就送了很多礼物来祝福她，祝福就是 bless。Her family blessed her with many gifts。收到这样子的祝福和礼物，当然是要表达感谢咯。表达或是表现可以用 show 这个动词。Susie wants to show her thanks。Susie 决定写一封感谢的短信给她的家人。She decides to write a thank you note. 这个 note 就是便条、短信的意思。除了写 note 来表达感谢之外，你也可以写卡片 ,card. You can also write a thank you card. Jim 打算让孩子画感谢卡给祖父、祖母，相信他们一定会很赞赏、很感谢的。赞赏或是感谢的英文是 appreciate. They will appreciate the card very much.
Hi, Susie. What is that?
Hi, Jim. This is a thank you note. I'm writing thank you notes to my family.
Oh, why?
They gave me Christmas presents. I can show my thanks with a nice note.
That's really nice. Maybe I can write some thank you notes, too.
Good idea.
Christmas is over. We've talked a lot about Christmas this month, and even if you don't celebrate it, you should know some things about this special holiday.
Remember, Christmas is a time for family and being with those people you love.We celebrate by going to church, singing songs, and spending time together.
And people often also celebrate the holiday by giving each other presents. You can give presents to your family and friends or anyone special.
So after a holiday like this, it's very nice to write a thank you note to the people who gave you presents. It's the polite thing to do.
Yes.People really think it's nice if they get a thank you note. It makes them feel good or happy that they made you happy.
When is another time you should write a thank you note? You can write them any time, really, but after your birthday is another good time to write a thank you note.
Yeah, people often give people presents for their birthday, too. If someone gives you a nice present, write them a thank you note.
That will make them feel good. You can also write a thank you note to someone if they invite you over to their house for dinner.
That will show that you appreciate them being nice and feeding you dinner. It is important to show that you appreciate it.
Can you think of anyone else you should write a thank you note to today? Maybe you can write a note to a friend and say thanks for being a good friend.
That's a nice idea, too. You could also write a thank you note to your parents to say thank you for everything they do for you.
Oh, that would be nice. See, everyone, thank you notes are a really great thing to do for someone. They are important in the United States, and Christina will tell you a little more about them right now.
今天的对话中出现了 thank you note 和 thank you card 这两样东西。Note 是便条或是短信，有点像我们所说的信签。A card 就是卡片，它们都可以用来表达感谢。我们也要借此机会来介绍一下美国的感谢函文化。美国的文化是非常擅长表达感谢的。例如在职场上，你得到了面试的机会，所以在面试结束之后，应该要写一封感谢的信，表达谢谢有这样子面谈的机会。或者你的生日那一天，同事们买了一个小蛋糕为你唱生日歌，庆生之后你最后也要写一封简短的 mail， 感谢大家的心意，表达自己的谢意。办完了婚礼之后，一般新人也会写卡片，感谢亲友的祝福和礼物。还有就是朋友请你去他家吃饭，吃完饭后你也可以写个小卡片谢谢他。所以美国人在家里常常会有一整盒的 thank you cards， 因为他们常常都用得上哦。
I can think of something else to talk about right now. What is the difference between a letter and a note, Katie?
That's a good question. A note is short. When you write a note, it might only be a few lines. You say something small to someone, but a letter can be long.
Right. When you write a letter, you write a lot to a person. You tell them about your life and all the things you have been doing.
That's true. A letter takes some time to write, but you can write a note really quickly. And right now, we need to quickly learn our calendar phrase.
What is that?
What is that?
那是什么
What is that?
This is a sandwich.
What is that?
This is a cookie.
What is that?
This is a bag of chips.
Oh! What is that?
The lunch bell. It's time for lunch.
What is that?
What is that?
那是什么
My parents gave my son some Christmas gifts. He can write them a thank you note.
Your parents will appreciate that.
Maybe he can draw a picture for them, too. They will like that.
Of course. Grandparents love gifts and cards from their grandchildren.
You're right. And he loves his grandparents, too.
So in conversation A...Susie was writing thank you notes to her family because they gave her some nice Christmas gifts.
She wants to tell them thank you. And now Jim thinks his son could write some thank you notes too. Jim's parents gave his son some gifts.
Remember, Jim's parents are his son's grandparents. It would be nice of the son to write notes to his grandparents.
Yes, they will appreciate it.Let's talk about this keyword a little more. When you appreciate something, you are thankful for it.
Do you know what you appreciate? I appreciate my mom and dad because they love me and they do many wonderful things for my sister and me.
You can think about what you appreciate too. Do you know the word appreciation? This word is like appreciate.
Yes, it is, but let's practice it. It can be a little hard. You can appreciate something. That's a thing that you do.
Or you can also show appreciation for someone. When you say appreciation, you are talking about a thing.
So now, do you know something you can show appreciation for today? That's an important thing to think about.
You might have a lot of appreciation for your family. Or maybe you have a lot of appreciation for your teachers. They do a lot for you too.
That's true. So, Jim's son can write a note to his grandparents. What else can he do? He can draw a picture for them.
That would be nice. I think the grandparents would also appreciate that. Like Susie says, grandparents love gifts and cards from their grandchildren.
That's true. I love sending notes to my grandparents because I know it makes them happy. I like to send cards to them from all the places where I travel.
Friends, can you think of something you can do to make your grandparents happy? They are very special people in your life.
That's very true. Make sure that you tell them how much you love them and appreciate them whenever you can. That's very important.
This lesson is important too, but right now it's time for us to take a short break. Don't go away, everyone. We'll be back very soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. Do you ever write thank you notes? It's a very good idea. Writing thank you notes is very important because you can show someone that you appreciate them.
And today, Jim's son can write a thank you note to his grandparents. He could also draw a picture for them, and we think that the grandparents will really appreciate and enjoy that. Let's learn some more about this topic in Conversation C.
A card is another nice way to say thank you.
That's true.
Do you make cards?
I make cards, but I buy cards too.
Your son can make a card. A card is a good way to bless someone.
Right, and a small note can make someone happy. Good idea, Susie.
So far in today's lesson, we've talked about thank you notes. These are just short notes you write to say thanks to someone for something.
And they are not as long as a letter. You don't have to write a lot. But now we will talk about cards.
A card is a little different from a note. Cards often have a nice picture or drawing on the front and a nice message on the inside.
That's right. You can buy a card for someone's birthday, and it will say happy birthday on the inside of the card.
I think you can buy a card for almost any event or holiday. There are Christmas cards, birthday cards, romantic cards, and cards to say good job.
Or if you have a friend who is sick, you can even send them a get well soon card. That might make them feel a little better. It will let them know that you are thinking of them.
That's true. A card is a good way to bless someone. That's what Susie says in Conversation C.
The word bless is important. You can bless someone by doing something special or nice for them when they really need it.
And it's an important word for Christina to tell you more about. So here she is right now.
动词 bless, 祝福是今天的单字。 它有一些用法是我们中文里比较罕见的，所以我们要来练习一下。通常你可以做一些事让别人感到温暖、支持和关爱。 这样子就可以说 You are blessing that person. 比如说你定期到孤儿院去帮助、照顾小孩，因为 You want to bless those children. 除此之外，如果你 有一群互相关心和支持的好朋友，让你觉得自己很幸福，很有福气，就可以说 I am so blessed. 你也可以用行动 bless 别人哦。Try to bless people around you.
Can you think of a way to bless someone today? Think of someone who might need some help. Then do something nice for that person.
That's a good idea. Maybe your friend is sick. You could bless that person by bringing them dinner one night.
Good idea, Nathan. That would be very nice.So a card is also a good way to bless someone. You could try to do that today.
Right. Jim's son can say thank you by writing a note or sending his grandparents a card. A small note can make someone really happy.
Yes, it can. And a grammar point sentence can make someone happy too, right? I think so. So let's learn about this sentence with Rebecca.
Here's a very useful grammar tip that you can use. A or an something can make someone happy. For example, a hug can make someone happy. Or, a kind word can make someone happy. This grammar tip is very important, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.Do you know how to use that sentence, friends? I think we can try to use it again right now. A keyword review can make someone happy. So let's practice our keywords together.
Here's today's first keyword. Bless. Bless. We blessed that family with some food.
Show. Show.Show your thanks. Write a card.
Note. Note. My mom wrote a note to the teacher.
Card. Card. This birthday card is cute.
Appreciate. Appreciate. I appreciate your help. Thank you.Okay, those were all the keywords that we learned today. Make sure that you keep practicing them at home. Right now, we want to take a look back at all of today's conversations.
Hi, Susie. What is that?
Hi, Jim. This is a thank you note. I'm writing thank you notes to my family.
Oh, why?
They gave me Christmas presents. I can show my thanks...with a nice note.
That's really nice. Maybe I can write some thank you notes too.
Good idea.
My parents gave my son some Christmas gifts. He can write them a thank you note.
Your parents will appreciate that.
Maybe he can draw a picture for them too. They will like that.
Of course. Grandparents love gifts and cards.From their grandchildren.
You're right. And he loves his grandparents, too.
A card is another nice way to say thank you.
That's true.
Do you make cards?
I make cards, but I buy cards, too.
Your son can make a card. A card is a good way to bless someone.
Right, and a small note can make someone happy. Good idea, Susie.
I'm writing notes and cards.
What for?
I was blessed by so many Christmas gifts.
Oh, and?
And I want to show that I am thankful for each one.
Well, that's nice of you, Ginger.
I know, because I appreciate these wonderful gifts.
That's great. So, who is this gift from?
Me. I bought it for myself.
What about this red one here?
Yeah, it's from me too.
And this gold one?
Me.
And what about that one over there?
It's from me. They're all from me, me, me.
So you bought all these gifts for yourself?
Yes, and now I'm thanking myself with notes and cards.
Ginger.
Today is a day when we are going to answer it. Here's question one. Who is Susie writing a thank you note to? Who is Susie writing a thank you note to?
You can find the answer in conversation A. She is writing a thank you note to her family. Here's question two. Who can you write a thank you card to? Who can you write a thank you card to? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
Who can I write a thank you card to? I can write a thank you card to my mom and dad. My parents worked really hard to take care of me when I was a child, especially my mom. She cooked, she cleaned, she made sure that I was healthy, she helped me with my homework. My mom worked really hard. So thank you, mom and dad. I love you.
Who can I write a thank you card to? Well, anybody. It's really nice to write thank you cards to people, especially when they give you something or when someone does you a favor. You can write a thank you card or even just a small thank you note and give it to them. That lets them know that you appreciate them, and that makes them feel good.
Who can I write a thank you card to? First of all, I could write a thank you card to my third grade teacher, Miss Manti, who told me that I was going to grow up and do something wonderful. And she was right. She encouraged me. The next person I would send a thank you note to is my sister. She always believed in me and told me I'd do something wonderful. And one more person, my son, who told me that I was a wonderful mother. Thank you, sweetheart.
Who can I write a thank you card to? Well, that's easy. I'll write one to my mom and dad because they took good care of me. And I want to say thanks, mom and dad. So I'll write them a thank you. Monkey Man takes good care of me too. But I won't send a card. Because I can just say, thank you, Monkey Man. Yeah, thanks.
Everyone, now you know how to write some thank you notes. We'll see you later here on
Let's Talk in English.
Bye-bye.
Talk in English.